to Discover Health, where we help you take control of your health so you can transform your life. Your host, functional medicine expert, Dr. Trish Murray, is on a mission to help every baby boomer age with dignity and grace.
So welcome to this talk. It's all connected. Functional Medicine Edition. So I'm so glad all of you are joining me today. It's fantastic that you're taking your health seriously and are actively working to educate yourself about ways to better yourself and make improvements where necessary. Our goal for today's event is to explain how functional medicine differs from conventional medicine and how it can play a role in your overall health. To begin, let's consider, first of all, our definition of health. So I'm actually going to ask you to be active here. If you could take out a piece of paper, if it's near you, a piece of paper and a pen, and what I'd like you to do is take out that piece of paper and write down your answer to the following few questions. And I'm going to want you to consider your answers as I go through the talk tonight. So first of all, the very first question is, what is your definition of health? That could be maybe one word, it might be a sentence or two, but think about it for a moment and write down your answer to what is your definition of health. Question number two, would you consider yourself to be healthy? And that might be just a yes or a no. So do you consider yourself healthy? Number three, whether you considered yourself healthy or not, many of us do have health concerns. So please list your present health concerns down. Might be just one, might be one or two or three. Take a moment and list your top health concerns. And the fourth and final question before we get into the heart and soul of all this talk, that I'd like you to write down your answers because then you can go back and consider them. What would you like to work on, or what would you like to optimize about your health? And again, please write it down. So what would you like to optimize or work on about your health? So keep these four questions and the answers you just wrote down in your mind as we provide an overview of functional medicine today. And as we go along, ask yourself if functional medicine might be right for you based on the answers you just put down to these questions. Because you see, defining health might seem simple, but what it means to have health has changed over the years. When asked to define health, some refer to the way a person looks or acts, yet others take into account someone's state of well-being. In the past, health was defined as someone simply free from disease or illness. And presently, of course, in the midst of the present coronavirus pandemic, this may be a clear definition. You either have the illness or you don't. But this does not take into account a person's overall well-being and ability to optimally function, or their ability to optimally fight an infection. Health today is closely linked to how we live, as the leading causes of death are related to lifestyle factors. This distinction has led to wellness being the primary factor of health. wellness can be defined as a positive whole health approach that includes physical, social, intellectual, and emotional well-being. And this distinction becomes crucial as we delve into the difference between conventional and functional medicine. You see, when it comes to determining the status of your health, four different factors have been identified for consideration. And they include personal health behavior, physical environment, hereditary influences, and the quality of health services available to you. So I'm going to discuss each of these a little bit. So number one, health behavior. Our health habits contribute, folks, at least 50% of all the major causes of death today. Lifestyle dramatically impacts the quality of one's health. Behaviors identified by researchers that relate to our ability to be optimally healthy include sleep, diet, physical activity, weight, and the use of tobacco and alcohol. Number two, physical environment. The environment includes the places you live, you work, and you play. The conditions of each environment directly impact your health. From air quality to noise level, access to fresh food choices, and crowded living space, the physical environment plays a significant role in your health outcome. Number three, heredity. Now, folks, genetic influence does absolutely affect certain disease factors which are passed down from your parents. While heredity certainly does play a role in certain disease factors, in many cases, behavior and lifestyle choices can reduce or possibly increase the risk of disease. The concept of what's called epigenetics has been around for many years now, and more people are starting to understand this concept. You see, it's been proven that a person's daily environment of diet, exercise, stress level, supplements, and toxicity level all affects the genetic signaling in the body and determines which genes get turned on and which remain quiet. And also, I will comment that, again, during this pandemic of the coronavirus, all of those aspects of health and a person's daily environment will affect the ability of your immune system to function optimally and be able to defend you against the virus if and when you ever contract it. And the fourth concept here about determinants of health are the health services. This aspect refers to one's ability to access healthcare. And this includes the ability to reach a healthcare facility as well as, of course, their financial ability to access it. For example, lack of health insurance most likely results in lower access to healthcare. Now, non-communicable diseases, which means those not transmitted by infection, have been the leading cause of death globally, with notable exceptions only on the continent of Africa, for many, many years now. Now, we all know that the present coronavirus pandemic has disrupted our typical daily lives and is an unusual situation for all of us. Chronic non-infectious diseases have been, for many decades now, the major problem of our time. Now, the main factors for chronic diseases include smoking, physical inactivity, high levels of alcohol consumption, poor diet, and obesity. And although tobacco remains the leading cause of chronic conditions, sedentary lifestyles aren't far behind. So the main types of chronic diseases that have been the main killers include cardiovascular disease, which of course relates to heart attack or stroke, diabetes, certain forms of cancer, and chronic respiratory diseases. All of these are heavily linked to underlying inflammation that is caused by our lifestyle choices. Lifestyle-related diseases often also, folks, have a very long latency period, which means they make them difficult to detect until the condition has already been around for a long time, and until it's in an advanced stage, you don't detect it. However, annoying non-specific conditions or symptoms such as fatigue, brain fog, insomnia, joint pain, heartburn, diarrhea, constipation, folks, all of these annoying daily symptoms, if they're all going on and multiple of them are going on for you on a daily basis, they can all be a sign that there is dysfunction going on and leading over time slowly towards overt disease. Now that we are all on the same page discussing the definition of health, we can explain functional medicine and talk about the similarities and the differences between functional medicine and conventional medicine. So in many ways, folks, functional medicine is similar to conventional medicine. They are both practiced by licensed medical professionals, and both are evidence research-based. They both employ advanced diagnostic tests, and they may use prescription medications. But where the two styles of medicine differ is in the guiding philosophy. Conventional medicine is well equipped to correlate present immediate symptoms with a specific illness. And folks, I'm not arguing anything about this. This is ideal for addressing acute and urgent medical conditions like infectious diseases, such as the coronavirus, of course, broken bones, and physical trauma. However, we just shared that the leading causes of death today are chronic conditions that develop over a long period of time and have many non-specific symptoms for a long time prior to causing definitive disease. This is where functional medicine comes into play. While conventional medicine is so focused on the symptoms and treatment with medication solely to quiet those specific symptoms, functional medicine addresses illnesses by searching for, identifying, and addressing the underlying root cause of the problem and trying to stop the symptoms and stop the underlying cause of disease and that stop the progression and prevent the essential disease process from developing any further. So some of the key differences are as follows. Functional medicine is health oriented and conventional medicine is disease oriented. Another comparison. Functional medicine is patient-centered and individualized. Conventional medicine is doctor-centered and based on protocols. Next, functional medicine is holistic and takes all of your systems into consideration, whereas conventional medicine is specialized. And we've all experienced possibly being, referred from one specialist to another in the conventional medical model. And another comparison is functional medicine focuses on prevention, where conventional medicine focuses on disease detection and will tell you what your uniform is, but then doesn't really talk about how you can take that uniform off. Now, it's important to note that functional medicine does not reject conventional medicine at all, but uses conventional medicine foundations on which to add new dimensions in the evaluation, management, and prevention of chronic disease. Now, using myself as an example, I was originally trained in internal medicine and was a primary care provider for adults for a number of years. I used and I continue to use that training every day in my evaluation and workup with my patients. But, folks, I got tired of the pill for every ill mentality of the conventional medical model and realized it was not helping my patients to truly transform their lives and take control of their health. And this is why I went searching for more answers, and I found the Institute of Functional Medicine. Functional medicine offers a personalized and integrative approach to healthcare. The process involves prevention, management, and understanding the root causes of complex chronic disease. Because of the dramatic shift from infectious to non-communicable disease, functional medicine is needed to address the chronic lifestyle-related illnesses of our time. With functional medicine, healing the patient replaces treating the patient. And during this time of, again, the coronavirus global pandemic, it becomes even more clear that if you are not living a healthy lifestyle and keeping your immune system and all of your systems functioning optimally, you are putting yourself at more risk of not being able to handle this virus. So let's talk about the pillars of functional medicine. It's basically based on three main pillars of healthcare. So number one, let's talk about patient-centered care. What does that mean? Well, patient-centered care is the practice of caring for patients, of course, and their families, but in ways that are meaningful and valuable to the individual patient. This involves creating a client-doctor partnership for creating an individualized care plan and utilizing also a health coach in many instances to educate patients so that you are given the tools you need and you can keep yourself accountable also to the plan in order to optimize your success in transforming your life and optimizing your health. The second pillar is integrative science-based methodologies. You see, functional medicine uses the latest evidence in medical research and clinical experience. The complex web of genetics, medical history, physiology, and lifestyle create an inside-out approach to identify any physiologic imbalances. And this is why, in the functional medical model, we use a timeline of a patient's life and their specific lifestyle habits as an extensive amount of history. But it is imperative to be able to connect all the dots and identify the complex web of dysfunction that might be happening and how to heal it and optimize function again. And the third pillar is integrating the best medical practices from multiple disciplines. In this case, functional medicine often combines Western medical practices with other types of therapeutic approaches from all over the world. The integration of multiple disciplines emphasizes first prevention of disease through nutrition, exercise and lifestyle, and also the use of latest laboratory testing and diagnostic techniques, and accesses the combination of medications, botanicals, supplements, therapeutic diets, exercise plans, rehabilitation plans, detoxification programs, and stress management techniques. So you'll see it takes in all different aspects of different tools to try and help you optimize your health. Now, this image that's on up as a slide now is an image of the Institute for Functional Medicine's form to go through with someone their life's timeline. And the purpose of this is to record the history of someone's life from all the way back to prior to your birth when your mom was carrying you, and then go through the birth itself, and then even go through every single decade of your life of physical illnesses, physical traumas, or emotional traumas. Because all of these issues that occurred during your life, these events or these issues have led each and one of us to where we are today and provides the clues to the root causes of your present conditions. Now, in my office, our health coach, there's Dr. Trish and there's health coach Trish, and health coach Trish collects this information and fills in this timeline with you and prepares this record for me. And then I read through it all and use it to fill out the next form, which I'm going to show you now, called the Functional Medicine Matrix. And our health coach also asks about each person's lifestyle habits, including your sleep and relaxation, your exercise, what you do specifically for exercise and movement, your nutrition and your diet, what do you eat each day, your stress level and your relationships. Do you have a good support system or not? You'll notice that's across the bottom of the matrix form. This information gets filled in along the bottom of the form. And from all of the collected data, I read through it. And if you will, I take what I call the 30,000 foot view. And I try and identify numerous things. First of all, I try and identify what are called antecedents. Antecedents are looking at your genetic risks that, yes, you inherited and do not have any definitive control over. But then we also look for triggering events. These could be events or habits in one's life that have initiated a problem and may be the underlying cause of how you're feeling now. Many times someone might say in their timeline, I haven't felt well since such and such a time, since I was in that motor vehicle accident, or since I took those antibiotics for that infection I had 5 years ago. Whatever that might be, when we're listening, those are the triggering events we're listening for. And another thing I'm looking for are what are called the mediators and the perpetuators. These are the habits in your lives that may be fueling the dysfunctions in your systems. And we can have control over these, and we can make changes in these to improve the function of our system and affect the underlying problem that's causing our chronic disease. I also plug the different events that are listed in the timeline of one's life into the different systems of the body. And you'll notice on this matrix, assimilation is your GI tract, essentially. Defense and repair is your immune system, and then your energy system. And then your biotransformation and elimination system is your detox system. Transport system is your cardiovascular system. Your communication system is your hormone system. And then, of course, your structure is your structural integrity. And once all the data has been plugged into the matrix, patterns typically present themselves, and certain systems are found to be the most affected by the events and illnesses throughout your life. And the clinical imbalances become more clear. And once I can see the patterns and show you the patterns, then you and I can create a treatment plan of attack in order to reverse these patterns and improve these patterns and optimize the function of your different systems to optimize your health. So the most important element of the functional medicine approach is the prevention of disease. As the adage goes, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. The goal is to help the body to function optimally with the intent to support self-healing. Rebalancing the body once the disease has progressed is more involved and may require medical intervention, which is why prevention is preferred. The tools utilized by functional medicine reach far beyond pharmaceutical prescriptions and surgery. Detoxification programs and stress management techniques are often used and tailored to what the individual patient needs. the partnership created between physician and patient, as well as health coach, allows the patient to become an active participant in the healing process. Providing the patient with the education and the tools necessary, again, this is our motto, to take control of your health and transform your life. Now, systemic disease is a term used to describe conditions that affect the entire body rather than a single organ or body part. Now, many diseases can be considered systemic. Let's list off some common systemic illnesses, and they include arthritis, cancer, chronic fatigue syndrome, diabetes, high cholesterol, hypertension, and autoimmune diseases such as lupus or Sjogren's or rheumatoid arthritis. A vital aspect of addressing disease and illness is first identifying the root cause, not just giving you the uniform and saying you have one of those systemic diseases, but trying to identify what is the root cause for you of causing that condition. While there can be any number of factors causing an illness, a few common root causes of many health issues include this list. Inflammation is definitely at the top of the list. Improper sleep, poor diet, leaky gut, stress, immune imbalances, trauma, whether that be physical or emotional trauma, negative thought patterns, lack of regular exercise, digestive problems, and of course, toxin exposures. Now, functional medicine is specially equipped to address many different disease and health issues, and some of them include these systemic conditions like allergies, depression, cancer, obesity, irritable bowel syndrome, arthritis, heart disease, anxiety, high blood pressure, autoimmune disease, fibromyalgia, and chronic pain. Now, look back on your paper and are these in your list of health concerns? And think back to your list. Is your answers to the questions in the beginning sounding like conventional medicine and just identifying symptoms is the answer for you? Or are the things I'm talking about with functional medicine a better fit? Now, when you visit a functional medicine practitioner, you can expect to spend a lot more time with them than you would a conventional provider. You can also expect to do most of the talking. A functional practitioner is trained to listen to patients while gathering a detailed personal and family history. The circumstances around your first symptoms and your lifestyle habits and health behaviors, as I discussed earlier, with the timeline, lifestyle habits, and matrix are recommended to be collected in depth. The reason for such a detailed account of your health is to uncover the underlying causes of your health problems and determine which types of laboratory testing are best suited for your individual needs if they are needed. Topics your practitioner may discuss with you include simple lifestyle changes such as regular exercise and better sleep. We may need to test for hormone imbalances or gut dysfunction or nutritional deficiencies. Assessing someone's family medical history and using functional medicine as a means of prevention to decrease genetic risks. Strengthening the body's normal healing abilities rather than narrowly attacking symptoms or disease. And of course, eating whole foods full of color instead of unhealthy processed foods that are mostly white and brown and devoid of nutrients. Now, when addressing specific conditions, functional medicine taps into a number of core body systems to encourage natural healing. Folks, the body wants to come to health. It's an amazing machine. And if you give it the right fuel, and if you give it the right chemicals and the right information, the body is going to come to health. So the very first step is to optimize nutrition. The right balance and quality of what are called macronutrients, which consist of protein, fats, and carbohydrates, but then also micronutrients, which are called, of course, the vitamins of A, B, C, D, you know, the whole alphabet, and also minerals like zinc and selenium and so on, can kickstart the body's natural healing process. It's true, we are what we eat. A diet high in sugar, unhealthy fats, and processed foods will cause the immune system to be overactive and inflamed. Whereas a diet rich in antioxidants and phytonutrients from all the colorful pigments in plant foods, on the other hand, support our well-being. Through functional medicine, you will work with your practitioner to create a diet that works for your lifestyle and provides your body with the fuel and protection it needs. Hormonal balance is another core body system addressed through functional medicine. Imbalances can occur for any number of reasons, including medication side effects, diabetes, stress, thyroid disorders, and more. Hormonal imbalances can occur in both men and women and are responsible for a number of adverse health conditions. Now, symptoms of hormonal imbalance can range from mild to severe, including things like weight gain, fatigue, depression, anxiety, cognitive problems, brain fog, and physical pain, just to name a few. Now, depending on the type of hormonal imbalances in question, functional medicine uses a number of tests to confirm if there is an imbalance or not. Now, inflammation throughout the body, folks, often accompanies any chronic disease. And while inflammation plays a vital role in protecting the body from foreign invaders or abnormal cells, an overactive chronic inflammatory response, folks, is typically an underlying cause of chronic illness. And I explain this in detail in my book, Make a Dent in Chronic Disease, which you can see on the home. Now, you see it on this slide, but you also can go to the homepage of my website, discoverhealthfmc.com, and simply follow a link to Amazon where you can get the book. Now, in this book, I explain the immune system and how it functions, and, of course, how it dysfunctions, but in ways that everyone can understand. You see, I was actually a high school teacher for 10 years prior to ever entering medical school at the age of 35. So, folks, I'm used to taking complex information and explaining things in a way that everyone can understand. And if you want to understand how to boost your immune system in this time of the coronavirus pandemic, I strongly recommend you get my book and read it because it gives you the tools you need to optimize your immune system against this virus. Now, functional medicine addresses inflammation by correcting nutrient deficiencies, identifying food sensitivities, and of course, the hormonal imbalances we were just talking about. Now, our bodies are fueled by the foods we eat, which is why addressing issues of the digestive system is something that functional medicine takes very, very seriously. Because the other root cause, and one of the major root causes of inflammation, is leaky gut. So the digestion, the absorption, and the assimilation of all the foods and nutrients we eat is critical to our overall health. A breakdown anywhere in the different phases of your digestive tract is the process that can create illness. And many conditions stem from a condition known as the leaky gut syndrome. And the balance of beneficial and harmful bacteria in the gut plays a tremendous role in our health, our microbiome. And by properly balancing the gut bacteria and optimizing gut function, many symptoms can be lessened and most conditions absolutely resolved. For example, I had a patient this week that I was talking to on telemedicine, and all she did was implement my Detox Plus program, a 3-week comprehensive elimination diet. Her heartburn is completely gone. This person was having nausea on a daily basis, and when she bent over, she'd get nausea so badly that many times she would vomit. And she just did the elimination diet for 3 weeks, and folks, all of those symptoms are completely resolved at this point. So if you don't understand the connection between food and your health, you may need to consider functional medicine, because the conventional medical model does not look at this. This same person I just described has seen many specialists, gastroenterologists, endocrinologists, neurologists, and no one suggested she do an elimination diet and consider the food that she was eating may be connected to her illnesses. Detoxification. The body, folks, is intelligently designed to eliminate toxins. However, today's highly processed diet and chemical-filled environment can overwhelm the detox organs. Functional medicine addresses issues with toxic burden and enhances the body's natural ability to detoxify. A straightforward technique for adding detoxification may be to drink more pure water. Everyone should be drinking at least an ounce of water for every pound of lean body mass. So you could take about half your body weight, and an ounce of water for that amount would be optimal for you. Or you could go by that old adage of eight ounce glasses of water a day. Now, many herbal remedies can also be utilized to promote the optimal functioning of the liver, of course, and the other detoxifying organs. Now, because functional medicine addresses more than just physical well-being, reducing stress is also an essential aspect of disease prevention. Any number of stress reduction techniques can be utilized depending on what will fit into your personal lifestyle. Your practitioner may suggest incorporating a daily meditation practice, but not all of us can do that well. So there you can use breathing techniques, you can do yoga or other kind of movement type exercise, you know, walking in the woods. Between the pressures of work, social, and home life, stress is an inevitable aspect of our lives. Finding natural outlets for reducing stress are recognized by functional health practitioners as an essential aspect of wellness. And folks, one program that we have initiated just this month during the coronavirus is called the Discover Movement Membership. This program includes numerous online movement classes per week, including movement for longevity, self-myofascial release, and of course, yoga. These classes are focused on helping anyone over the age of 40 or 50 learn to move more fluidly and manage your stress and become more mindful of your movement techniques. To learn more about this membership and get access to the 3 classes per week and then also the recordings, you can go to my website, discoverhealthfmc.com, and then go to the event calendar. And in the event calendar, there is an enormous amount of information about this new program. Now, folks, the future has arrived. While conventional medicine has been the methodology for treatment for decades, it may not be enough to address systemic conditions. Because chronic disease diagnosis has been on the rise, many people are looking to functional medicine to treat conditions systematically. Functional medicine has been referred to as medical care for the future, because it takes conventional medicine to the next level by incorporating holistic ideas and methods that actually work. Folks, there was a recent article in JAMA. JAMA is the Journal of the American Medical Association. And they published an article about 4 or 5 months ago. And that article was a research article comparing a functional medicine primary care office to a conventional medicine primary care office. And guess what it showed? It shows statistically significant data that a functional medicine-based primary care office statistically improve people's quality of life better than the conventional healthcare primary care office did. So here's a quick review of the topics discussed tonight. Number one, functional medicine considers the whole body both in the diagnosis stage and the treatment stage. Two, functional medicine treats the root cause of an illness, not just the symptoms. Three, functional medicine uses natural treatments and fewer adverse side effects therefore happen. Four, functional medicine combines scientifically proven treatments with alternative medicine to produce an integrated medical solution. Five, functional medicine looks back at a person's entire life history and their lifestyle habits to identify antecedents, triggers, and mediators to the present dysfunctions. And finally, functional medicine focuses on disease prevention and more adequately addresses chronic conditions. When it's all said and done, folks, functional medicine recognizes the need for a life in balance with connection, community, love, support, and a sense of empowerment as essential elements for achieving optimal health. So now again, look back to what you wrote down as your definition of health. And see if what I listed just now as the bottom line better resonates with you or not than for functional medicine versus conventional medicine. Now, as usual, I always post on my Discover Health Facebook group. Tomorrow, my staff, will post for you all of the resource list that we used to create this webinar. And where we post it again is in our Discover Health Facebook group. You see, we have a closed Facebook group. So if you're not already a member, all you gotta do, if you're someone who goes on Facebook, is go to our Discover Health Functional Medicine Center Facebook page. So the Facebook page for my business, Discover Health Functional Medicine Center, and on that Facebook page, the public page, just ask to join the group. And we let everybody in. It's just a matter of that it's a closed group. Once you're in, you can ask questions. You can get access to this resource list that we will post tomorrow. Also, Health Coach Trish, every day has a different theme. And she does, for example, Coach's Corner on Mondays and Recipe Day on another day and so on. So don't miss the opportunity for that resource of joining our Discover Health Facebook group. So thank you all for joining me tonight. We know a lot of information was covered. So please, if you've had questions, go ahead and type them in. If you haven't already, type them in the chat box or hold on to them, because in just a moment, I'm going to bring up my video again and we can unmute ourselves. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Now, you also may find it easier to allow the information to sort of sink in, and you may come up with a question later. And if you do have a question later, after we've all gone our separate ways, you can either ask questions a number of different ways. One, you can join again the Discover Health Functional Medicine Center Facebook, go to that page and ask to join our Discover Health Facebook group. And in the Facebook group, you can always ask us questions. Or if you go to my website, discoverhealthfmc.com, there is a way that you can, on my website, set up a free, and I said free, 30-minute consult to speak with me or Health Coach Trish about your concerns or your questions and your issues. And we're happy to try and answer them. And many times, the whole point of that 30-minute consult is to hear what your concerns are, talk with you about the services we offer, and to see if it's a fit for you to become a patient with us. Because folks, we're here to provide you with the answers and the help you need to, again, take control of your health and transform your life. So I hope everybody has a fantastic rest of your day, and stay safe, everybody.
Thanks for listening. To learn more about the episode and the Discover Health Functional Medicine Center, visit us on our website, discoverhealthfmc.com. We hope you enjoyed this episode and will join us again next time so you can truly live and play as long as you want.